We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I think they'll play at least 70 games. I know they'd like to have 81 just to make it more of a season. You know, they would still love to finish, you know, start off by July 4th weekend. But if they don't, you know, no big deal. You start mid-July or late July and get this thing done. I do believe that they'll come to some agreement here. At least the two sides are still talking.
2:25, time to visit House of 1,000 Beers, locations Wexford, New Kensington, the home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town. Bob Nightingale. He has been very optimistic throughout all of this MLB ugly negotiating period, saying there that he does not think it's a big deal if something isn't done in time to get baseball back for Independence Day.
I so think the symbolic nature of that is not that relevant.
I disagree with him on that. I think that Rob Manfred, the imagery of baseball bringing America back together on its birthday, is something that they are hoping for very, very much for. That they want that whole juxtaposition of our country's ideals and everything it stands for with the return of the national pastime.
I mean, they might. Okay, so let me parse this very quickly and say they might want that, and I think you're right to evaluate that they want to do that. That's been the plan all along that people have discussed, is they really want the symbolism, even in empty stadiums, of baseball being back on the 4th of July. Big tradition to always have a big slate of games that day. But in terms of, is it, like, imperative, or if baseball comes back on July 18th, right, 2 weeks later, Pony, and they start games, I don't think people, if by July 4th teams are in camps and everything and getting ready to play, are going to completely just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, man, I wish there was baseball today. The symbolism would help. I think it'll, as long as they're on the road to being back by then in some concrete way, I think people are going to be fine with it.
It'll still be a missed opportunity, though. Because I think as much momentum and kind of headwind here that baseball can get with a head start on the other sports is vital for it in all of this. I do believe that being the first of the four major sports back is something that baseball should put a lot of value in.
Do you think, well, so, okay, you know what? I'm gonna respond to the statement with another question, because I want you to elaborate. What specific benefit do you feel like they are going to get? Let's go with long-term, even, if you think there is one, from being the first sport back for, let's say they have 2 to 3 weeks of just a purely captive audience, which, frankly, they would have in the summer anyway, because by July, the NHL and the NBA normally are long gone. Golf is happening, but that's sort of a niche thing. Football is still 2 months away, at, you know, or thereabouts from taking place. So
way different, though.
What extra benefit do they get here?
Those situations are vastly different than what we're experiencing right now. In those cases, if you are just a fan of, if you're more than just a baseball fan, you're a complete sports fan. Let's say living here, for example, you might be in recent years coming off the euphoria and the high of Stanley Cup playoffs for 2.5 months, and then you kind of glide into baseball, and you have been watching intense hockey playoff games for months. And I think for some people, not everybody, but for some people, they treat that time of year like it's a little break. Not the break that we've endured for the last few months where we've had nothing.
But it's a breather.
Yes.
Vacation time. When in our business, people pick right. the All-Star Week to go on vacation a lot. I know I do.
And now, the difference between what you laid out and now is there is such an appetite for any kind of sport that I am hanging on FS2 German soccer teams that I could not name one player. I couldn't even pronounce their names appropriately yesterday. A match between golfers and celebrities is doing the biggest golf rating on cable ever. NASCAR is experiencing a little bit of a bump here relative to past years because they've got the sport market cornered right now. And that's the momentum that baseball would have. Would it prevail? Would people continue to watch it? Maybe not. But at least they would have people.
Yeah, they would. They would have people. And I think if you were looking at it from a genuine upshot point of view, there would be a certain benefit of the doubt from fans that they had just managed to put aside their dispute, players and owners, and get on the field. I think there would be a certain base level of credit that they would receive for doing that. What I'm unsure about is if they would be able to hook in a younger audience that they have heretofore been unable to really secure. I mean, that's like the biggest existential threat to the sport, I would argue, is that its average audience age keeps getting older and older because new people just aren't flocking to baseball. So if you had a captive sports audience of teenagers who maybe are going to put down the old TikTok, this is like a get off my lawn speech here, put down the TikTok and whatever and watch some sports, maybe.
Yep.
You have some tangible benefit
there. Well, there are two other factors in play. The first one is you get into baseball in July. Okay, so you're starting the season in July instead of being smack dab in the middle of the season in other years. So when you were talking about baseball has the sports calendar really to itself in June and July before training camps and the NFL preseason starts, well, just take Pittsburgh, for example. There are some years where the hockey season ends and it's time for baseball, and the Pirates are already buried in the standings. In this case, they're level with everybody else. And it's
No, you're going to get a playoff drive right into the NFL season in college. You're going to have – listen, there's going to be – if everybody is able to get their sports going and there is a way to have enough testing that, like, you can relatively safely put these games on – this fall is going to be the most insane glut of sports.
But I'm
ever.
Talking about when it comes back, getting like turning on the TV or listening to us on the radio with the Pirates at 0-0 after months without sports and knowing it's a 50 game sprint, or it won't be that. It's like a 70 game sprint, and they're dead even with everybody else. Tuning in for something like that is radically different. Then hockey season ends, it's July, the Pirates are 10 games under 500, and they're playing the Reds on a Tuesday night. There's no comparing those two things. And plus, there are more playoff spots now if this goes through. So you could even be mediocre and still get in, sort of like hockey. So I think baseball has the potential to have a lot of things going for it if it can get out of its own way.
Do you know what I'll say to that? I thought of this while you were saying that, so I'm sorry to interrupt. Because it's that 70-game sprint, I think you have an inherent chance to hook in, again, that younger viewer that I keep talking about. I think you have a chance to get them with the urgency of the situation, like where every game feels far more important, and there isn't that sort of summertime grind that you talk about where sports fans take a breather even though baseball's going on. I think when you have a sport that hasn't sped up its product on the field, right, like mm-hmm. we always talk about ways to do that, just having the games obviously mean more because of relative scarcity could, I think, make younger fans more inclined to be like, all right, I'll give baseball a try here because I understand that, you know, 70 games is a lot less than 162.
Craig, will you hold off on all your vacations? If baseball is back in early July, does your wife and family know that you are locked in?
For work purposes, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had conversations about it.
How has that gone over?
It's the nature of the business, right?
So she is understanding this is the life I've chosen.
Chris had the appropriate response there.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes the minute understanding comes out there. Like, I think we've heard enough about Craig that we know that understanding might be a little bit much. Tolerant might be the better word.
That's a good way.
What about you, Pony?
I had to break it to Amanda that there's a good chance I'm going to be doing Saturday afternoons on CBS Sports Radio during college football season. And that did not really go over. This could be useful for my career. That did not go over the best. Didn't go over the worst.
Speaking of your career, I got to be honest. I was reading an industry trade piece yesterday, and Craig, you might be familiar with this. And it was talking about trying ESPN. They're replacing, I guess it's Will Cain is leaving.
I know where this is going.
That's a big loss.
Never listened to him in my life and won't start now.
You know who hates
next.
Will Cain with a passion? I'll give you one guess.
Nick Wright.
No, he works here at the station.
Who hates
on
Will
a part-time
Cain?
Basis. Okay, your time is up. Doran Dickerson.
That makes sense.
Doran would tweet Will Cain and say things
like,
hey, Will, thank you for being on the air right now. You put me to sleep every afternoon, and it's great to get a nap in after a long, exhausting workout or morning with the kids. Thank you for that.
I kind of love that Doran just trolls him because I'll be honest, Will Cain's about as interesting as a block of concrete. Anyway, point being, in terms of your career, I saw a piece. It was like basically who should replace Will Cain, and like Mina Kimes, who's a big name at ESPN, came up. But the author determined that would be a safe hire,
yep.
A good one, but just a safe one. And then invoked the name of Colin Cowherd, who got his big break. I think they plucked him from Portland.
That's right.
To replace Tony Kornheiser.
Yeah.
And obviously the rest is history. And he highlighted, this author, five local radio hosts who could be the next Colin Cowherd. And I was honestly disappointed that your name was not mentioned because I thought it deserved to be. One of your friends was mentioned as a possibility, but you were not, and I thought that was unfair.
I got to see this article now. I'm not going to take it personally
yet. Oh, I'll
yet,
send it to you, my
But if
friend.
There's some people in there that I choose to not like and disrespect their talents, well, then maybe I will get offended by it.
I think at least two or three of the guys, you'll be like, all right, that person's
Did
good.
Did Dunlap make it?
No. Nobody from Pittsburgh made it. Okay. No.
Did Ken Carmen make it?
Did. He did not.
Did Zeiss?
So, I just said nobody from Pittsburgh made it.
We don't know what planet
the thing
Zeiss is
from. You know, Everybody's I don't think Will Cain should have left in the first box. Place. Doran might not like Will Cain. I love Will Cain.
Imagine if Zeiss took his show national and still had Anthony Jablonski on. Once a week.
You know, Will Cain, two syllables, easy to say. Paul Zeiss, two syllables, easy to say. Natural fit. Jablonski, next.
Why do we always have to go way overboard? Let's not lose our mind.
That would be amazing. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.